In Georgia, a new graphic video of the shooting of an unarmed black man has surfaced. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed in Brunswick, Georgia in February. Former officer Gregory McMichael, who is white, told police his son Travis shot Arbery after they both tried to question him about break-ins in the neighborhood. There were no charges. But the new video, taken through the front window of another vehicle, shows Ahmaud Arbery jogging down a street as the McMichael's truck pulls over. Then we see Arbery fighting off the son who shoots him. It is hard to listen to. Now the father, Gregory McMichael, who was also a former investigator for the local prosecutor's office, and his son Travis could face charges. The case is going to a grand jury. Emily Jones, a reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting based in Savannah, is here. Emily, we don't know who filmed that cell phone video. They pull over behind the McMichael truck, or why that video was posted on a local radio station. But what more do we know about what happened that day?
We don't know a lot, and that's part of why a lot of people have been really angry and frustrated about this case for a long time, because beyond the initial police report, you know, the suspects have not been arrested, they haven't been charged, and there hasn't been much further investigation. Although now the Georgia Bureau of Investigation has said that they've been requested to investigate it, so there will be an investigation now, in addition to the case going before the grand jury. And as far as the video is concerned, the Glynn County Police Department has actually also requested an investigation into how the video got released to the public, because it's not entirely clear how it was leaked.
Well, and again, whose it is, so we'll keep an eye on that. But meantime, this has gone before other prosecutors. One said that the case may not warrant charges because there was no probable cause. You know, why were there no charges, or at least a deeper investigation, more witnesses back in February? What happened?
A piece of it, for sure, and also a piece of why it's May and we're just seeing this movement on a shooting from February is that the district attorney who plans to take this case before a grand jury is actually the third district attorney involved in this case. The two men, as you mentioned, are a father and a son. And the father, Gregory McMichael, was an investigator in the Brunswick District Attorney's Office for more than 20 years. And prior to that, he was a county police officer. So the Brunswick District Attorney, who normally would be in charge of a case like this, removed herself from the case, citing that conflict of interest. And then the state assigned the case to a neighboring district attorney. But Arbery's family actually requested that that second district attorney also remove himself from the case because he has a son who works in the Brunswick district attorney's office again. So that's part of the delay. But the same reasons that those district attorneys have had to remove themselves from the case are also why a lot of folks in the community are raising some questions, because the ties that these men have to local law enforcement, and that, you know, that raises a lot of suspicions for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, and we should say that prosecutor that I mentioned might have been referring to the fact that guns are legal. The McMichaels had the right to pursue a burglary suspect, which they said they told police they thought Arbery was, a right to use force to protect themselves. But now this video seems to show that it was Arbery who was being pursued by them, and the family lawyer saying it seems clear that it looks like he was being hunted down on that video. Given that, that's what people are saying, what is the feeling in the community?
You know, a lot of people are very quickly pointing to the racial dynamics in this case. But I do want to say also that the people who are upset about this, it's not only Brunswick's black community, and it's not only Georgia's black community. It's the outrage and the outcry really does seem to kind of cut across a lot of society and a lot of divides. A lot of people are really upset about this.
And we should say, too, it intersects with COVID-19 in that some of the protesters had been leery of street protests because of the stay-at-home orders. But last night they chose to go out, and it might hold it up in the court system because of how restrictions are impacting courts in your area. So we'll continue to follow this. Emily Jones with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Savannah. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.